Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning Congress must act immediately and raise the nation's debt ceiling to avoid an economic recession.
It is imperative that Congress address the debt limit. If not, our current estimate is that Treasury will likely exhaust its extraordinary measures by October 18th. At that point, we expect Treasury would be left with very limited resources that would be depleted quickly. America would default for the first time in history. The full faith and credit of the United States would be impaired, and our country would likely face a financial crisis and economic recession as a result.
Secretary Yellen appeared before the Senate Banking Committee to update lawmakers on the process of financial relief programs provided by the bipartisan pandemic relief legislation, the CARES Act. She says that the financial relief programs that have become essential to many Americans, like the Emergency Rental Assistance Program and immunization programs, could be threatened if the government is unable to increase its borrowing power.
We must address this issue to honor commitments made by this and prior Congresses, including those made to address the health and economic impact of the pandemic. It's necessary to avert a catastrophic event for our economy. Senators, the debt ceiling has been raised or suspended 78 times since 1960, almost always on a bipartisan basis. My hope is that we can work together to do so again and to build a stronger American economy for future generations.
Secretary Yellen's testimony comes one day after Republican senators blocked Democrats' move to raise the debt limit by a simple majority. Senate Banking Committee ranking member Republican Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania says there's no need to threaten what he calls an already vastly improved economy with more tax and spending bills.
Fully recover. Our economy today is not only larger than it was before the pandemic, but we're now running above the pre-pandemic GDP forecasts for this year. Unfortunately, our Democratic colleagues are trying to ram through a reckless tax and spending bill that will threaten this economic growth. Their policies include massively expanding the welfare state, raising taxes on U.S. employers, and diminishing investment by raising taxes on capital gains. Now, let's be clear about the purpose behind these proposals. It's not to spur economic recovery. The economy is strong. Nor is it an anti-poverty plan. The programs are not limited to the poor. It is to redefine the relationship between the federal government and the middle class. It's about socializing many ordinary responsibilities that families have always assumed.
Congress may still vote to suspend or raise the debt limit to accommodate previous spending. In a letter, Secretary Yellen warned that waiting too long may harm the economy for years to come. For KPFA News, I'm Marina Newman.